You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two homes for veterans facing homelessness are now closed. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest on a proposal to reopen them.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program gave vets a place to stay and access to services to help them get back on their feet. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included $1.9 million to keep the program afloat, but Republicans removed it from the budget, and it was not in the eventual deal that GOP lawmakers struck with the governor. There are three homes in this program. Two of them have closed, the ones in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. That means the only one left is in Union Grove. State Senator Jamie Wall from Green Bay.
Closure of these facilities means that there are going to be 41 fewer beds for homeless veterans in northern Wisconsin as we approach this winter. This didn't have to happen, and it's a shame that it did.
State Senator Republican Andre Jacques authored a bill that would bring back the funding. There was a public hearing on it a couple weeks ago. Rock Larson is a Wood County veteran service officer.
In the recent past, I have veterans who could benefit from this program and homeless veterans from central Wisconsin state that they have no desire to relocate to southeastern Wisconsin. These program sites offer veterans residential programs to build the skills necessary for them to reenter the local communities and be sustainable. Without the case management and roof over these heads that this program offers these veterans, they are doomed to poverty and chronic homelessness.
The Journal Sentinel reports 10 veterans were moved to the last remaining site in Union Grove. 11 had to be moved to programs not specifically meant for veterans or even to Minnesota and Michigan. There are about 350 homeless veterans in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Last week, Republican state lawmakers introduced a handful of bills aimed at increasing the affordable housing supply in Wisconsin. They say the bill package is not aimed at increasing subsidized housing, but instead increasing the amount of overall housing stock in the state. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. Joanne Krulatz reports.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program on Monday will offer recipients expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum.
Wisconsin farmers are asking you to eat more potatoes. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Grower Association is reminding Wisconsinites to get their potatoes and veggies locally. The state is the third largest producer of potatoes in the country, but most of the spuds are shipped out of the state. Spokesperson Dana Ratty says when you're buying potatoes in the store, to look for the stamp that says Wisconsin Healthy Grown to know you're helping out local farmers. The DNR is tracking a new invasive species in Wisconsin woods, invasive oyster mushrooms. Research from UW-Madison shows the mushrooms have been spreading quickly throughout the state after being accidentally introduced to the Midwest in the past several years. The spores of the yellow fungus can quickly spread on the wind, and they crowd out native fungal colonies that usually grow on decomposing matter. These distinctive large yellow clusters grow at the base of dead trees, and the DNR says they're edible, but as with any mushroom, make sure you identify it before you eat it. There's a large police and fire EMS presence mid-morning near the Pittsville High School area today. This is only a drill for a presentation involving the high school students. The public is welcome to watch, but during the event, traffic will not be allowed through the park or on Forest Street. Wisconsin Rapids firefighters will be at Walmart in Wisconsin Rapids starting today for Fill the Boot. They're collecting money to benefit the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Firefighters across the country have been backing this fundraiser since 1952. Rapids Fire Department members will be at Walmart from 1 to 4 today and Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the Next Era Energy Company will be at Avocados Mexican Grill. They're offering residents an opportunity to learn about the Akron Solar Project they're planning in the town of Rome. NextEra Energy representatives will be at Avocados Mexican Grill in Rome from 4:30 to 6:30 on October 4th. NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties is holding their annual World Mental Health Day gathering next week. It'll be at McMillan Library on Wednesday, October 8th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The evening is dedicated to connection, creativity, and community. They'll have free food, live entertainment, resource tables, and opportunities to connect with local organizations and community members. This year, NAMI is featuring their first-ever open mic night. Local artists, musicians, poets, dancers, and storytellers are invited to share their talents and help shed a light on mental health through creative expression. If you're interested in performing, you can email namiportagewoodcounties@gmail.com to receive a sign-up sheet. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thank goodness for fact checkers. Have you ever found out something was a hoax and you're not surprised, but also sort of wished it wasn't? A story broke a few days ago that a 37-year-old Florida man with blazing red hair was arrested for kidnapping 27 people and forcing them to play Yahtzee for 36 hours straight. The mugshot used by the hoaxer was actually a picture of a man arrested in 2016 for robbing a church. I'd rather be part of a church robbery crew than have to sit through 36 hours of Yahtzee. I never get the bonus. Sad news from the world of not too many people care. Oddball actress Nicole Kidman and Ken Doll country music star Keith Urban have announced they are splitting up after 19 years of marriage. People reports that according to those close to the couple, the split of the plastic-looking duo was inevitable. The gossip site reported that Urban's decision to move out was the breaking point for Kidman. Sounds like she really put her foot down. Although maybe living apart will rekindle that fire. Have you heard of Tilly Norwood? If not, you probably will be hearing more about this AI actress in the near future. AI is becoming more of an issue in the entertainment business. It was a big point of contention during the recent Screen Actors Guild strike. Tilly is the creation of Aline Vandervelden, a Dutch actor, director, and physicist. That's a rare combo. She is the founder of Particle 6, a video production company that makes AI. Vandervelden says Tilly is even being looked at by acting agencies for representation and has her own Instagram account, the AI with the IA. As you can imagine, the Hollywood acting community is not happy about this creation. According to Yahoo News, the Screen Actors Guild says Tilly is not a real actor, as she has no real-life experiences to draw from, and that AI devalues human artistry. My question is Tilly really even a she? Not sure if she can be compared to a real actor or if she is more like animation. This will get more interesting and or contentious real soon, folks. It can be hard for a filmmaker or artist to watch material they've created or were a part of. Sometimes it's because they watch it so much while making it, they just don't feel the need. But in the case of actor Paul Bettany, he can't watch A Knight's Tale anymore because of Heath Ledger, despite the film being a breakout role for Bettany, according to Yahoo News. The Da Vinci Code actor said recently at Comic-Con LA that he just misses his friend Ledger, who he called a playful, joyous spirit. The two bonded on the 2001 film in which Bettany plays Geoffrey Chaucer, and he says he has not seen it once since. Tubi is on fire. The streamer, which is mostly free, has dipped its toes into pro sports and is now doing a cannonball off the high dive. Tubi will be part of the Thanksgiving Day NFL extravaganza and air your Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions. It will be a simulcast with Fox Sports. Fox acquired Tubi in 2020. The streamer also has tons of great free movies if you don't mind a few ads. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.